All right, Doug. The early pace of the race, was it a little slower than you thought? Because from the stands view, it looked like it was pretty slow. About 18 and a half.
Yeah, the pace at the beginning of the race was very slow. Like, really, really slow. And it was like, you know, everybody was so worried about tires, you know. And we were in so much traffic back there and running so close, our water temperature went up to 230 degrees. And I didn't know really at that point what to do. I knew if this kept up, we weren't going to finish the race because it was just going to overheat and that was going to be the end of it. And, you know, I didn't want to use the tires to go up front, but it just came to the point where if I don't, we're not going to finish here. We're going to overheat. So, you know, I made a decision to, you know, just slowly get up to the front where we can get at least a little bit of clean air into the radiator. And then once we got up there, you know, it was just really a race with auto and lap traffic, you know. And
as far as the lap traffic goes, you guys caught the main pack of the field, and it looked, you were both, without the passing flag, you looked both pretty hesitant to dive into it.
Yeah, we both knew. We didn't want to use our tires. We didn't want to use our car to make a move on those guys. They were all bumper to bumper, you know, and so I just stayed behind Otto. I knew exactly, you know, I wasn't going to stick my nose in there and cause confusion and cause one of us to wreck, you know, you know, it just came to the point. I went down on the inside of him and got the lead there. And
did you really want it at that point?
I had a plan in my head that if I took the lead, I figured there's going to be a caution soon, and that would leave us out front. And, you know, that's the way it unfolded. And then, you know, it left us up front in clean air after that. But, you know, I'm not in favor of not using the passing flag. I think that's absolutely insane.
It seemed like a different, completely different race, and you guys were forced. I don't want to be an advocate to not, I mean, to bring it back. That's not up to me, but it seemed like it changed everybody's, the leaders, it changed their entire style of the race.
Oh, it did. It changed the whole style of the race, and in my opinion, it ruined the race. It just ruined it. You know, you're battling with lap traffic, and someone's going to, you know, the second place car is going to pass you, you're going to wreck, I'm completely against it. I voiced my opinion to the officials and the owners and see if they'll do anything, and, you know, we'll see.
And then it kind of, the car seemed to go away, or did Otto come on?
Yeah, no, I thought we were real good, like lap 160, 170, we were still really good. The car was good, and I thought we had enough tires for the end, I really did. And then just one lap, I think it was like lap 173, 175, right in there, the car just made a twitch coming out of four, and
you knew you lost the car.
And at that point, it caught my attention, and then it just got a little bit worse the next few laps, you know, and I had to pedal it, you know, I had to use the racetrack and everything. I knew Otto was right on our bumper, and at that point, I just figured that if he had a better car, he was going to show us a wheel, and I knew he'd make it clean, and he did. He showed us a wheel, you know, I tried getting it back from him down in one and two, and, you know, it was pretty exciting, and, you know, but once he got out front, I could see that he definitely had a better car than we did, and, you know, congratulations to him.
Finishing second, nobody's happy with it the first day, especially somebody like you who doesn't come here to campaign on a regular basis. You gear up, you built the car for the Classic. It's got to hurt a little extra for you.
Oh, it does. It does, absolutely, especially being out front like that you know, and we had a real good car. We were just 20 laps shy on tires this year, you know. But, you know, and Hoosier's building a really good tire now. You know, it turned out to be a good race, good safe race. You know, we had a real good run. We had a really good run. Obviously, you know, Otto's car and our car you know, took off from everybody else, you know, it was a good run, good race.
Next year, three or four times than Classic, or more?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to sit down and think about it here. You know, getting too old, and with them not using the passing flag no more, my body can't take no more hard crashes and flips and all that. You know, and that's what not using passing flag causes. And I just need to sit down and think about it.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your run?
Oh my God, yeah. Jeff
comes up every year now.
Oh my God. John and Wendy Brush, Tammy 10 Media, John Costello, Mike and Mary O'Brien from Wholesale Diamond Exchange, Pawn King, you know, and all the crew, all our family, everybody that's helped us out. That you know, we've been able to put together one heck of a team, and all our sponsors are behind us 100%. And you know, it's made for a real fun year, a real enjoyable year.